Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Police in Quebec City, Canada say one man is in custody following a shooting at a mosque. Six people were killed and eight wounded late Sunday in the shooting, which Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau condemned as, quoting now, a terrorist attack on Muslims. Mr. Trudeau issued a statement saying his country values diversity and religious tolerance. U.S. President Donald Trump called Trudeau Monday to offer his condolences. President Trump took to Twitter on Monday to say reports from Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly indicate all is going well in the implementation of his executive order on immigration. The order temporarily bans entry into the country from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, and Yemen. There was confusion among travelers over the weekend as officials scrambled to implement the order. Protesters took to the streets across America to protest the order. Human rights groups are vowing to take legal action against it. President Trump has signed an executive order cutting regulations on businesses. The president held a closed-door meeting at the White House with small business owners before the signing. He repeated his desire to cut business regulations by as much as 75% in order to make it easy as possible to open businesses in the United States. President Trump says he will announce a Supreme Court nominee late Tuesday. The 9-member court has had one vacant seat since the death last year of Justice Antonin Scalia. Mr. Trump has been considering several conservative judges for the appointment. Media reports say the frontrunners include federal judges Neil Gorsuch, Thomas Hardiman, and William Pryor. This is VOA News. Belgium has sent airport bombing suspect Mohamed Abrini to France to face charges in connection with the 2015 Paris terrorist attacks. Abrini was turned over to the French for a day to be indicted in the gun and bomb attacks that killed 130 people and wounded hundreds of others on November 13, 2015. 2 days before the assault on the French capital, surveillance cameras showed Abrini at a gas station on a highway to Paris alongside Salah Abdeslam, who is believed to be the only direct participant to have survived the Paris attacks. Socialists in France have chosen former junior minister Benoît Hamon as their candidate for president, with a vote tally nearly complete. Results from Sunday's socialist primary runoff showed Hamon holding near 59% of the vote, beating his centrist rival Manuel Valls, a former prime minister. Analysts give the Socialist Party, weakened and divided by the widely unpopular presidency of François Hollande, little or no chance of moving past the first round of voting April 23rd. Early opinion polls indicate Hamon trails four others seeking the presidency. Opinion polls indicate those rivals, conservative François Fillon and the Republican candidate and far-right leader Marine Le Pen, are likely headed for a runoff showdown on May 7th. UN officials have condemned the killing of a legal advisor to Myanmar's ruling party and called for a proper, effective, impartial probe into the murder. Ko Ni, a prominent member of Myanmar's Muslim community, was gunned down Sunday as he was waiting for a taxi outside Yangon's international airport. He had just returned to Myanmar after an overseas trip. Officials say the gunman has been arrested. Philippine police have ended an anti-drug operation. National Police Chief Roland De La Rosa says local anti-narcotics units will go through a period of internal cleansing to get rid of rogue officers. The action is being taken in response to the kidnapping and murder of a South Korean businessman by anti-narcotics officers. Ji Ik-ju was killed in Manila last October after suspected police officers kidnapped him for ransom. The Russian Paralympic Committee says its request for a partial lifting of a doping ban on its athletes has been rejected. It says the board of the International Paralympic Committee voted to continue the ban, which will prevent Russian athletes from entering qualifiers for the Winter Games next year. Briefly looking at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.